Blog Talk Radio. Again, this is G Wright coming to you live from Charleston, West Virginia. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves tonight. That was Breathe by Christopher Tate. And I have some good new music, some fresh music for you guys tonight. So just stick around. You know, this next artist I'm going to play is someone I really do love this artist. And this song is entitled Great Jehovah by Teresa Pinkney.
You see me having the best life you ever could. You see
You guys are listening to the Heart and Love Radio Show, and I'm coming to you live from the Charleston, West Virginia area. And I just want to play for you one of my favorite songs in this season. It's entitled "Take Me to the King."
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to
take me to the King.
Sorry about that, you guys. I just had a little technical difficulties on my end, but that's definitely one of my favorite songs in the season. Take Me to the King. You know, how many of you have been in a place where you're saying, God, you know, I can't go through this, you know, and, you know, take me to the King. Something happens when you come to God's presence. And I think right now, especially with so much going on, it's so easy to become bogged down with everything. You know, that we as Christians have to really protect our relationship with God, our relationship with Jesus Christ. We have to spend time in His Word, we have to spend time praying, we have to spend time doing the work He's called us to do, and make sure that we keep Him first. I'm going to play a song again before the end of this tonight's message, because I'm telling you guys, something happens when we say, Lord, here I am, I surrender all. You know, take me to the King. You know, I just love that. Today I've just played it over and over and over and over again. It just hit me like that hard. Take me to the King. You know, right now things are really just frozen on its end. So I'm just going to speak a little bit from my heart right now while my computer and everything is rebooting, whatever. One thing that I wanted to say is that it's so easy to become bogged down with life and with all the responsibilities that come with it. But one of the things that we have to remember and know is that God will not put on us too much that we cannot bear. He will not put on us so much that we cannot bear. And that's a good thing to know. Take me to the King. You know, that song is just, that's one of my theme songs in this season. Take me to the King. Something happens. And tonight, you know, I want to just discuss a little bit on something I discussed a while back. And it's coming from Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. And before I go there, I'm going to try to play another song. Hopefully it will go. But it doesn't seem like it is. But one of the things that we're all going through, we all are going through situations and seasons in our lives. Everything is about seasons. Everything is about making choices that are going to bring us closer to God in our relationship with God, and choices that are going to take us further away. We're all stuck with choices in this season. Take me to the King. I need to go to the King. And, you know, and there's something I want to tell you guys. Tonight is this title. If you wanted to title this, you can title it Staying True to the Journey. Staying True to the Journey. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14 says this: My brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me, reach forth toward those things which are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And what happens is that sometimes when we're on our journey, we kind of lose sight on the things that God has called us to do. We lose sight on what He has destined and He has spoken to us, because we become so bogged down with work, and we become so bogged down with life and with situations, with relationships, and everything that comes along with the ministry. But tonight, my first point I want to remind you is to recognize where you are. When you recognize where you are, you're being honest and saying, God, you know, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm dealing with. You know, it's not about
painting a picture-perfect picture for God, because, you know, God knows everything we're going through. You know, God knows everything we're dealing with. God knows our situation. He knows what we're dealing with. So when we're recognizing where we are, and that's one thing you have to do in staying true to the journey that you're on, is that you have to be honest with God. It's about recognizing where you are, you know, and you have to be honest. You know, I think that sometimes we become so complacent and say that we're Christians and things like that, and we fall into the, I call it the trap of religiosity, that trap where we're focused on the ritual part of the service of Christianity, but not as far as the relationship with God. And we fall into a trap sometimes, but in recognizing what you are, you basically have to do this. You basically have to be honest and say, God, this is where I am. You know, God cannot work in our lives until we are honest about where we are. Then he can give us those steps through his word with the help of the relationships that we're in to get us to the next level where we need to be. Of course, with the Spirit. You know, so what happens is that you recognize where you are, we got to be honest. Let's start at the point of where we're at. Let's start at our point of desperation, our point of need, our point where we say, God, I cannot do this without you. We have to start right there. We can't say we're on the other side of through and we're going through a whole bunch of mess right now. We can't say, God, bring me to this place, but we're acting as if we've already arrived. No, God starts at that point where we are, and then there's that bridge to Jesus Christ. It's not always picture perfect. This Christian life is not one that is necessarily easy. But I want to tell you this, you haven't arrived yet. You got to recognize where you are. And there are some things God is still working on in you. There's still some things that God is doing on the inside of you. And it's all a process. Everything is a process. So recognizing where you are, you have to recognize that you haven't arrived yet. Next, you have to understand that there are things God is still working on in you. There's a song that some of my friends and I used to sing back in the early 90s. As far as he who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. And I'm not going to sing that for you right now because I'm not focusing on that right now. But I am focusing on this part. The point is this. He who began that good work in you is faithful to complete it. He's going to do it. But understanding that it's a continuous thing. We have to be renewed in our minds daily. It's not like, okay, I'm a Christian. My mind's been renewed. I've taken communion, and that's it. I'm done for the rest of my life. No, this is a continual thing. In the Greek, that word means it's a continuous thing. It's a continuous thing. You know, and renewing our minds is a continual thing. It's not something that just happens. But it's something we have to do daily. We have to submit ourselves to the Word of God daily. You know, and keeping it real, you know, guys, we are dealing with some real serious things. You know, people are dying. People are struggling through so much. And that song, Take Me to the King. You know, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, at the end of everything, just take me to the King, because there's healing in God's presence. There's deliverance in God's presence. There's joy in God's presence. And then recognizing where you are and staying true to your journey, you have to understand this. You're not in the past, but the present. You know, sometimes we stay focused on the past glories in our lives. Oh, don't you remember that time when God came through and I didn't know how that bill was going to get paid 5 years ago? You remember that? And that bill just, all of a sudden, the money just showed up in my account. Do you remember that? And that's something that happened 5 years ago. But guess what? God is doing some things in your life today. God can do some things in your life right now. And so in staying true to your journey is this. Don't live in the past, but the present. Not that part where you were so spiritually high, when right now you might be at a spiritually low point in your life, a point in your life where you're struggling. So in order to get better, you have to be honest and recognize where you are. Lord, I'm going through right now. Lord, I am dealing with some hard things to deal with. I have some hard pills that I have to swallow, Lord. And Lord, how am I going to get through this? So staying true to your journey, guys. You have to recognize where you are. You have to understand that you have not arrived yet. You have to understand that there are some things that God is still working on in you. You're not in the past, but the present. And I say this, guys, because sometimes we put on the smiling faces and we're hurting inside. We put on, everything's okay and really dealing with some real issues. I think the church as a whole, we're dealing with real issues, and God's saying, get real. You know, there's a song that's coming out on my CD, and I do have an upcoming CD that's coming up. It's coming out pretty soon. And E.T. first, but on the main one, when it comes out, is entitled, It's You Being You. You know, God is not concerned with all things we can do and all things we say. He's concerned about us being who he has created us to be. You know, and so staying true to your journey, guys, main point is to recognize who you are. The second main point is this. Recognize where you are going. You know, one thing is true. Like when you're dancing and, you know, I studied dancing a little bit when I was a lot smaller for a little bit. So I started gaining too much weight and could not put on those tutus. But listen, the point I'm saying is this. When you're turning, they teach you where. When you're turning, you're doing turns. Even in musical theater, you have to have a focus. So each time you spin around, you're looking at that same spot. You're looking at the same spot. Because that helps you know it helps you to stay focused. You gotta recognize where you're going. It's not just when you're on a path, you're on a journey, you cannot be in the middle of your journey and then forget where you're going. So not only do you recognize where you are presently, you need to recognize where you are going. You have to have a visual. Sometimes it really helps to have a visual picture of where you're going and consistently and constantly speak God's word over your life and speak the things that God has called you to do and that God has placed in your heart. You have to consistently do that. You have to do that. You know, you got to be on the move. Christians on the up and up. You know, recognize where you're going. You know, be actively do the things that God has called you to do. And, you know, guys, it doesn't matter the level that God takes you to in your life and in your ministry, as long as you're reaching the people he's calling you to reach. You know, everyone cannot be C.C. Williams. Everyone cannot be Byron Cage. Everyone cannot be the Clark sisters. You know, everyone cannot be Darryl Coley. You know, everyone cannot be Mary, you know, Kirk Franklin, Yolanda Adams, Shaquille McGowan, B.D. Winans, the Ty Winans family. You know, everyone cannot be the best singers, the best preachers, but you can be the best you can be. You know, Christians on the up and up. Think this. Like I said before, get a mental picture of where God wants to take you. One thing that helps is this. When you visualize and you have that dream and you visualize it of where God is taking you and you keep that visualization in front of you, It's power. It's power in visualizing that. It helps to feed that dream. It helps to feed that thing that God has placed inside of you. That's how you speak the word of God over your life. Can you imagine heaven? You know, can you imagine that place where you don't have to go through any more pain? Can you imagine that place? And it makes you want to say, you know what, I can imagine it. I'm going to keep on pressing forward toward that mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm going to keep on, because I have a visualization of where I'm going. Even though we don't know exactly what it looks like, you have a visualization of what you feel like it is in your heart. And sometimes God is calling you to do some great things. You write down those things he's calling you to do, and you pin them up somewhere where you can read it. We can visually see it. We can visually see what he has spoken to your heart, what he's called you to do. Some of you are going to lay hands on the sick, and they're going to recover. Write that out. And believe that God's going to put you in places where you can lay hands on the sick, and his spirit can work through you to heal someone. You know, some of you, God's called you to be great, to preach in your community. Right? God has called me to preach in my community, to help those who are lost, those who are struggling, and pin it up somewhere where you can see it. There's power in that visualization. You have to get a mental picture of where God wants to take you. You know, one of the things that, you know, as far as personally, one thing that I've battled within these past few years, more so, probably last 10 years, has probably been my weight. And one of the things that people have told me, one thing the instructors have told me, is to visualize myself smaller. Put a picture of me when I was smaller. That'll be a source of encouragement to encourage me to eat healthier, and for me to lose the weight. So sometimes with visualization, those things help. And then you have to think about this, guys. Recognize where you're going, and it's going forward and not backward. You know, sometimes we create patterns in our lives. And with these patterns, we make changes and we go through a whole bunch of situations, and we revert to what we used to instead of saying, you know what, how can I get to the next level in my life? I need to press forward. I want to encourage you to press forward. You know, if you're a man, you don't understand what it feels like to press. You don't understand what it feels like to press. I'm sure a woman would understand what it feels like to press. But I guess you get a mental picture for men. Those who are listening right now, can you imagine having a big set of weights and you got to press to lift up that weight? You got to press no matter what. You got to keep on pressing. You got to keep pressing with everything that's within you. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to press forward. But what happens, sometimes it's so much easier for us to fall backwards into things that are more familiar. And so I just want to encourage you today in that regard is this. When you're recognizing where you're going, you need to make sure you're pressing forward. You know, it might take everything within you to say, you know what, I'm not going to keep doing that, because when I keep on doing that, I'm not getting the results that I really, really desire. So you have to do something different. And so we've got to press forward and not backwards. Remember, it's always easier to fall backwards into doing something that's more comfortable. But I believe that God wants us to get out of our comfort zone. I believe God wants us to get out of the comfort zone of what people think, what people say. Because I'm a witness to this, that people will say things to hurt, control, and manipulate you so they can get what they really want. That's what he's trying to do. As the things that stand true to your journey, that you recognize where you're going. Don't allow situations and people to make you go backwards. Don't fall back into what's more comfortable, but press forward. That means you got to make some changes. That means you have to make some active changes. That means you have to make some changes that are constant. That means that you might have to make some changes that are going to put you in a place where you say, God, I'm totally dependent on you. Take me to the King. And I believe that's what God wants us to know tonight. Stand true to the journey. Stand true to what God has called you to do. Stand true to what God has placed on the inside of you. If you know that God has called you to rap and to rap his gospel. Perhaps God has called you to rap in a particular music arena, in a particular fashion. Then do that. You know, the saying that we say right now, we say stay in your lane. What God has called you to do, do that thing. Press forward. Press forward. Press into it. Take baby steps. Take steps that are going to move you to a place where you are staying true to the journey God has called you to be and to be on. You know, we've all been called to worship God and to serve Him. And in your serving, you serve through your calling. And through your calling, God will use your gifts to reach people. So recognize where you are. Recognize where you're going. And please, when you recognize where you're going, stay focused on God. Stay focused on God. Stay focused on God's word and His and the rhema word that He's speaking to you. And Father, speaking to you through those people around you, through your pastor, your ministers, those people you're in relationships with. Then recognize what you have to do. And staying true to your journey, it's great to recognize where you are, where you're at, to recognize where you're going, the direction you're going. Then you have to recognize what you've got to do. It takes action. I can say I want to change the world through music and preaching, but guess what I've got to do? I've got to actively preach. That means I have to actively spend time studying the Word of God and preaching that Word of God, living out that Word of God so that people can be touched through my actions, through things that I say. Now, am I perfect? I am far, no. I am far away from perfect. I'm far away from being perfect. You know, we sometimes look at people and we say, wow, that person has it all, or that person has it together. But you know, you just don't know what that person has been through. But God's grace is sufficient. And when you've been through storms and you've experienced God in your life, you know that when you're going to a new level, when you're going to a new thing, you know, you're not going to be afraid because you know that God is with you. You know that He's with you. Don't be afraid what you got to do. It takes action. You got to press toward the mark. You know, I can say I want to lift weights and get back in shape, into a great physical shape, a standard that I'm used to keeping. But guess what? It's not going to happen until I've got on the floor and done some push-ups, and start doing the routines that I know will get me to the place where I need to be. Spiritually, if I don't spend time in prayer and spend time with God, meditating on His word and listening to His voice, I'm not going to spiritually grow. You've got to pray. You've got to read God's word. You got to put that word. Keep that word on your lips. Keep that word in your mouth. Keep God's word in your heart. So when you're going through something, when you're dealing with with a trial, the word of God will come up in your spirit and your soul. And it's up to you if you're going to listen and do it. But you spend that time in God and in His Word. When you're dealing with life's issues and situations, God will bless you, and God will keep you, and God will help you to press toward the mark. It's not easy. God did not promise that it's going to be easy. But He promised that He's given us His Spirit, the Comforter, to comfort us, to teach us, and that we have God's Spirit. It's not easy. And I think the older I become, the more I realize and recognize that it's not easy to press. Because sometimes you don't feel like pressing. Sometimes you don't feel like praying. There are some times where you say, Lord, I do not feel like reading the Word right now. But I'm so busy doing the work of the Lord. But you have to remember what's important. It's your relationship with Jesus Christ. Press toward the mark. Recognize what you need to do. And then give it your all. Set a standard in your life. So when you're staying true to your journey, give it your all. You know, whatever it is that you believe that God has called you to do, give 100%. Dedicate yourself to that goal, that vision God has given you and placed within you 100%. Do what you need to do and do what it takes. Sometimes in our lives, in the spiritual journey, it takes sacrificing. Sometimes it takes sacrificing friendships. Sometimes it takes sacrificing relationships. Sometimes it takes sacrificing the visions that we think God wants us to fulfill. And I had to say that. Because some of us, we might have visions that we feel like God has told us to do, and that might not be what God's called us to do. Well, He might be saying, look, take a break from that for right now. I want you to deal with this, and then we're going to go back to this. But it's about being sensitive to God's Spirit and to His voice. And you can only know that by spending time with God, spend time in His Word, and spend time in prayer. Give it your all. When you're really invested in something and in completing a goal and getting to that mark, you give 100%. If your heart is really into it, you don't say, I'm going to give it 20%. If you're in a relationship, you're not going to say, you know what, I'll see her and give her 20%. If you want to be successful, you would give 100%. So whatever it is that God's called you to do it. It's not going to be easy, but give 100% of yourself to doing that thing. And then put action behind what you say. Do something about it. Like he says, just do it. My mama taught me to reach for the stars. Put action behind what you say. I think we're in a time and place right now where God will move in our lives. God will take us to the next level, but we got to stay true to the journey. We've got to recognize where we are. We have to recognize where we are. We can't say we need help and act as if we're on the other side of through and we're going through it. We're in the middle of mess. Stop acting like you're going like you're on the other side. You're going through some mess right now. Recognize where you are. Recognize that's what's happening. And then you got to recognize where you are going. You have to recognize, you know what, God, I know you've called me to do this thing you've called me to do. And you see where I'm at right now, Lord. So I need your help, Lord. I need your guidance. I need your assistance. I need you, Lord, to lead me and guide me through this place, this rough place, this rocky place, this uncertain place I'm going through right now. Lord, I recognize that you have called me to do great things. Then you got to recognize what you have to do. You have to recognize, hey, Lord, what do I need to do? And God will tell you. It's in his word. God will tell you what you need to do. God will speak to you, and he'll speak to you through his word. And you got to recognize what you got to do. Okay, this is what I need to do. And sometimes, guys, that means letting go of some things. Sometimes it means let me stop doing certain things I've been doing. Let me not be addicted to my schedule. Let me be flexible enough and allow God to do what he's going to do and be willing to follow him. So press toward the mark. Give it your all and put action behind what you say. Do something about it. So staying true to the journey, do something about it. It's about doing some action. You know, it's about saying, you know what, I am going to do what you've called me to do. Now, I'm going to testify just a little bit tonight. What I think happened tonight. And I'm going to tell you what I think happened tonight. I think tonight what happened is the fact that my system got jammed up, and God has been, for me in my life, reminding me that he's called me to preach. God has reminded me that he's called me to preach. God has reminded me that what the things he's called me to do. And I had a feeling that I was going to preach tonight, and I said, you know, God, I'm not going to preach now. I'm not sure, Lord. I was a little nervous about doing this again, and I want to tell you what happened. What happened was that I ended up being in this place where I had these problems with the connection, and I had problems with hearing. I had problems with my computer. And what happened is God took control and took authority over that whole situation. That's what you understand today, that even I'm not just speaking something that is, that I'm just speaking to you. More than likely, most preachers are and ministers are speaking from a point where they are, which they also share with you. But I'm going to tell you this, you know, God knew what he was doing, and I had to be obedient to fulfill my calling. Music is a gift. And God's going to touch people through our music. But he's also going to touch people through the message, through the word that he has placed within me to share. You know, and executing the scripture and looking at scripture and preaching. And, you know, it's amazing how God will take control and will change the situation around what you have to do. You have to do that. And what I said was, hey, God, I surrender to you. Take me to the King. That song is so powerful. The song is so anointed. And tonight I want you guys to remember that. I want you to be true to the journey that God has called you. And that journey is to serve him. It is to serve him. It is to praise him. And it's do what he's called you to do. Spread his gospel in the way he wants you to spread his gospel. It might not be like the person next to you. It might not be like your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your best friend. It's going to be the way that God has called you to spread his gospel. The message might change, but the message and content is still the same. And I just want to encourage someone who's out there, someone who might be dealing with, you know, your calling. You might be fighting against your own calling. You might be fighting against the things that God has called you to do in your life. But I'm going to encourage you today that the King is here. The Spirit of God is here. And if you're going through right now, if you're dealing with situations in your lives, I want you to know that the Spirit of God is right here. He says in his word, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst. And I believe that he is here. I believe that someone right now who's desiring, who's saying, Lord, I want a mate. God can bring you a mate. Allow him to work on and through you. Someone might need healing in your foot. Someone might need money to pay a bill, to pay rent. I want you to know that God will take care of you. God knows what you need before you even realize what you need. But I want to tell you to stay true to your journey. But recognizing right now where you are, you might say, you know, I don't know God. And I really need God. I really need God's presence in my life. I want you to know that right now that God is standing right here. Jesus is standing at the door of your heart, and he knocks. If you're ready for a change today, if you're ready for God to move in life, I want you to say this prayer with me. Lord, please forgive me for my sins. I am a sinner. And I know that, and I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, that I might be saved. So right now, I repent for my sins, and I pray that you'll come into my heart today. I pray that you'll lead me and guide me into all truth, that you'll be Lord and Savior of my life. I give my all to you. And I pray that you will be glorified by my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I just want to encourage you today to find a gospel-believing church, a church that preaches the word of God, not what the pastor is saying, but that teaches and preaches the word of God, and resulting in changed lives. I pray that you will find a church home where you can fellowship with other believers and people who believe and practice their faith. Are we perfect? No, we're not perfect. We're far from perfect. But I want to encourage you today that you can do what God has called you to do. Keep your faith in God. Don't give up. And stay true to your journey. To say God bless you. I will see you again next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you. Have a great week.